Hello, my fans, friends. Welcome to the Rich Herring podcast feed, powered by Acast Plus. Thanks to everyone who's come to see the Can I Have My Ball Back tour so far. It's been going really well. I've got a 4-star review in The Standard, 4-star review in The Telegraph, who once called me the worst comedy experience of the year, so that's a turnaround. People have been coming, people have really been enjoying it, and it's getting better and better. The only gigs this week are both in Pocklington, the town I was born in, near York. There's a couple of tickets left for the evening show and a few more tickets left for the matinee, I think about 4:30. But love to see you there, Yorkshire. Pop along. Check richardherring.com/ballback/tour or richardherring.com/gigs to see if I'm coming near to you. There are tickets left for nearly every show in the tour. I think Norwich has sold out. And a couple of gigs in London could do with your support as well. Anyway, please listen to the podcast. Do spread the news about the podcast to your friends. Listen as much as you can. Numbers are slightly down, which may affect the future of this podcast. So just leave it playing, even if you're not in the room. Love you. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy whatever it is you're going to listen to.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Leicester Square Theatre. Please welcome a man who doesn't have a bad word to say about Alan Jones. It's Richard Herring! He's a good guy. So, never proved a thing. So, it's, welcome. Welcome to another episode of Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast. I was hanging around with the Spin Doctors. I remember the Spin Doctors. Long time since I've heard that from them. And it's, I was buying them flowers. I was talking for hours to them. They go, when am I going to shag you? Stop doing it. I said, no, I thought you were happy to talk. Anyway, they call it rehearsal, but it's good. The old spin doctors. And so I've been getting the local bus service in Hertfordshire where I live. I buy a single ticket into Hitchin, which is the nearest town to me. And you get a paper ticket for your single journey. Just gives the information about the trip. At the bottom, it says, do not laminate this ticket. Which, out of all the rules on the bus, that seems an odd. I mean, it's a single ticket. No one looks at it. The driver gives it to you and he knows you're on there. It's unlikely you'll have a laminating machine on the bus. I'm thinking maybe that is for, they do it for all the tickets, and maybe some people buy a season ticket. Why aren't they allowed to laminate it? I'm generous. This isn't even a comedy routine. Why can't you laminate the ticket? It's made of paper, it'll make it last longer. What have the Hertfordshire buses got against lamination? Makes me furious. I'm genuinely perplexed. And I got to Hitchin, I was walking, and I've been going into work in like a proper person, at 9:30 in the morning, and it's early, and I passed some kids going to school. It was a bit before nine, actually. And I passed a kid with little 10-year-old boys often have just a mouth full of teeth. There's too many teeth in their face when they're that age. Really goofy kids. I like him. He was, I'm not even knocking it. It was good. But you never see goofy men, do you, like that? They never see men with goofy teeth like that. And it might be because, your mouth grows and your teeth don't grow anymore. Or is it that just all mouthy, toothy kids get bullied to death? I'm not sure. Because you never see him in the adult world. You never see him. Oh. He had too many teeth. And I also, on that journey to Hitchin, if you know Hitchin, just the road up to the station, that's what I'm talking about. Anyone know it? This stuff kills in Hitchin. here's a good bit of observational comedy for Hitchin I wasn't going to do. You know when you go, you know it's like when you go to Waitrose car park in Hitchin and you're thinking, can I park here a bit longer than the 2 hours I'm allowed, or will the man be in the booth today? That kills in Hitchin. So it's... there's an Undertaker's on the way to Hitchin Station, and it has all the graves, the unused graves, piled up in front of the shop. That's not right, is it? They shouldn't. It wasn't just that delivery. There's the shop, in front of the shop, just piles of gravestones, unused. I think they should hide those at the back. I know it's making it clear what they do, but that's a bit on the nose, isn't it? This is it. And you're thinking, well, one of those could be mine. That was the fourth one down, a couple of weeks. And I was worried if I started lifting them up, they might like have my name. No, it's what if you did it and it had your name on it and your death date on there? Your death weight on there. It would be terrible. Anyway, there's some stand-up comedy, Hitchin-based stand-up comedy for you. So it's, I live in the countryside now. Fuck you London-centric pricks. Yeah, why don't we have some more comedy from Hertfordshire? I wonder why. So look, my guest tonight is probably best known for her appearance on the Richard Herring FUBAR radio show. Didn't think of one, didn't think I hadn't prepared one. It is, ladies and gentlemen, it's Lou Sanders! Not Amanda Abington at all, it's Lou Sanders. How are you doing? Oh, it's lovely to see you. Oh, Lou! How lovely to see you.
Thank you for having me.
You've got to talk into the microphone. It's just the first rule of being a stand-up. That's the first rule, talking to the microphone. So we talked about the food. You've been on before. We talked about being on FUBAR Radio. We might have even been on FUBAR Radio when you were on last time. Probably not.
No.
We weren't on for long, were we?
We're not long, no.
And I don't think anyone heard. Anyone hear the FUBAR Radio show, me and Lou? Not even you, David. David's through.
It's Andy McCaffey. He was here last time as well.
Was he? Yeah, he loves you.
And he brought his friend, and she did not like me at all, along with a lot of the audience, actually. But I was drunk last time, wasn't I?
Were you drunk?
Yeah, I didn't.
It's hard to tell me.
Different vibe.
It's interesting. I've just seen your stand-up show just this weekend. It's very fortuitous.
What a piece.
That you're here, because at least doesn't matter that I haven't researched you. apart from this piece of paper I've got. But yeah, you've given up drink. You used to like.
I think they've given up stand up, and I was like, no.
No, no. I
saw the show, and you've given up, haven't you?
You've sharpened up on stand up a little bit, I would say. But it's you gave up drinking because you used to love drink. You loved the bit of the old drink. You loved the bit of the old alcohol. I've got some of it here, just to remind you. If you feel like flipping back, help yourself to a beer 52 beer.
We could do an experiment. No. No, but I did, at Latitude, I did a QI live show, and one of the producers came up to me and said, oh, I remember you. You stole my beer in a show. And this other guy said, oh, yeah, and you threw a load of flyers at me. I was like, I've stopped drinking. Oh, and I massively underran. You know Tanya, who runs Latitude?
Yeah.
I shouldn't say this, but she... So I really underran, and then I ran into the green room afterwards and went, don't tell Tanya. But I said it to Tanya. I'd never met Tanya. No, so, but apparently I had met Tanya six times. As
right,
well.
Okay.
And she was not happy, but now we've made up.
You did get up some adventures in the old days when you were drinking. I think that was a mime of you drinking some beers.
Drinking beers.
Yeah, drinking some...
And dick.
Yeah.
No, I'm a new lady.
Are you?
Yeah.
You always used to say this all the time. You used to have an epiphany every couple of months where you're going to change. But you have
I'm only eating green foods. No, I have changed. I've changed loads.
I know you have changed loads. I'm being facetious.
I haven't wet myself in about 6 years.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, hard to please, these lot. Oh, setting the bar very high. Yes.
And there's a little new agey thing, which has always been, you've always been into this kind of new age stuff. So I noticed, you pointed it out in your drink bottle you have on stage, there's a huge crystal inside the drink bottle.
Yes.
What does that crystal...
It says...
I mean, it doesn't do
dickhead.
It, but what is it?
Can can I just say, Ashlyn B got me that because she got two for free. Because she's famous. And she gave one to me. But it's just like, it's like a crystal, it's a water bottle with a big crystal in.
Yeah.
And it just weighs about 10 times more than a normal water bottle. But I look so cute carrying it to yoga.
Does the crystal, it's like a big, it's quite phallic.
Yeah, it's quite phallic.
Quite a phallic crystal. It fulfills that.
Yeah.
Is it meant to slightly dissolve in the water or just imbues the
water? It's supposed to energy. It's supposed to energy the water. Like.
Energy the water.
I haven't got all the scientific terms, but it's that kind of the business.
Yeah. And then what happens when you drink the water? You become superhuman.
Look at me. Very spiritual. No, I do love all that stuff. I had three healers.
Well, nice.
Whatever you call them sounds horrible, really. You know, like healers or shamans or... Because I would call them energy workers and other people would call them a waste of money. But I love all that. So I've got like three crystals right now up my foof. That's why I'm so zen. And then a lot of pain, yeah.
Yeah, they're quite sharp. Or are they smooth crystals? Can you have smooth ones?
It's important to remember they're tiny.
Okay.
They're so tiny.
The jazzle's meant to be on the outside though, right?
Depends, yeah.
Good. So the show's great.
Yes, very good. Yeah.
And I've seen all your shows and I do love all your shows. But you know, this is the most focused show you've done, probably because you haven't been drinking.
Yeah.
And it did very well in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
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 And it's all going quite well for you, isn't it? But it's sort of interesting because I know you're a friend of my wife's.
And yours.
Well, yeah, mine, but you're a friend of my wife. You are my friend, but I saw you very early on.
I'd like to say I'm both your friends.
Yeah, yeah. But you're a friend. You started on the standard circuit the same time as Katie does.
And I guess when I come round to your house, you do go out a lot of the time.
I do, I try to.
But I'd like to think we're friends.
Well, I'd like to think we're. But I've seen you. What I'm saying is I've seen you perform over the last decade, so it's quite interesting. It's interesting how long it takes now, I think, for a stand-up to get to the point that you're at, which is, you know, now you're getting some TV work and things.
Yeah,
it's
not like back in the day for you when there was...
No, it was very easy, you know. I just turned up and they said, can you do a TV show on Monday? I said,
and it was you and Phil Jupitus.
It was. But so it's kind of interesting that... But it's also interesting to see how you developed over those 10 years for me. Because I think you were... Like, when you started, it probably was a bit too wild and, you know, you were trying interesting stuff out, but some of it worked and some of it didn't. Whereas this current show, I think, is a much more considered... It's still got the mad... The kind of slightly harnesses your insanity.
I think it is a drinking thing, though. So I think I've calmed down generally, and the crystals. And so I think it's a reflection of that, maybe. It was a structured show as well. I worked really hard to try and structure it and make it make sense.
Yeah. I mean, I liked the shows where you were going off the rails as well, and I liked working with you when you were going off the rails.
I like to watch you implode.
It's fun to see someone...
Someone else, sort of throw their career away, yeah.
But you win. It was still fun. They were really funny shows. And it was interesting to watch. But it is also interesting to see you retain that level, or attain that level of...
Yeah,
you know.
I definitely get more work since I've not been as mad, I think. Because comics like it, because they're like, oh yeah, but it's of no threat to anyone, because they're like, oh, she'll never get on TV because she looks mad. Yeah.
But a lot of my stuff is sort of feigning mental illness, and I'm sure a lot of your stuff is exaggerating the crazier aspects of your life.
Well, you know that show that you saw, Shane Pig? So there were some posh people that left in Edinburgh. They left after the show. Oh, obviously she's made like a lot of that stuff up. My friend was behind them. They said, obviously a lot of that didn't happen. But it's all true. It's all true.
Yeah, it's true. But then you can still, you know, it's not true of 24 hours a day. So
you're picking
out the moments.
To be honest,
I think the things you think, you know, there were things you're saying, oh, this is terrible, this is awful.
Yeah.
And nothing was
and
that
it's not,
bad.
And nothing that I did. It's like my dad stabbing, no, my stepmom stabbing my dad and stuff. That's not my fault.
That's not your fault.
That's not.
Sounds like a good show, right? And you were very drunk in McCuntleth with Arthur Smith.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
and throwing bottles of wine into the audience, and people thinking that. But then people going, there's a lovely bit where someone sees you next year and assumes that was a character act.
Yeah. I did throw a bottle of wine into the audience, and I didn't see the problem with it either when I was in Wycliffe. So I was like, yeah, and I threw a big bottle of wine into the audience, and everyone's like, you can't do that. And then I was like, comedy's too safe. But I genuinely thought that. I was like, what's wrong with everyone?
But I think it's interesting because I think with stand-up, especially at the start, there's lots of people who are kind of crazy, but it's focused and maintaining it. And there's lots of people who are just absolutely mad.
Yeah. And I go out with those ones.
And it's kind of hard to tell. In some ways, it's hard to tell the difference. You know, and I think with my stuff, there's a lot of things. At the moment, I'm sort of considering doing a show about the fact that I live quite near a big field where I walk the dog. And it's like really got loads of stones on it. But it's a big field, right? It takes 25 minutes to walk around.
Yeah.
And every single metre of it is full of stones.
And I thought, I'm going to
walk around that... That if I live long enough, I'm going to walk around that field,
yeah.
You know, 700 times a year for another 20 years. Will I be able to clear the field of stones in that time? Now, I won't be able to, right? Because there's too many stones, and also the stones go all the way down. So every time it's ploughed, new stones come up, even if I manage to achieve it. But I think I'm going to give it a go, and I'm still... I know it's impossible, I know I won't do it, and I know the joke is it'll fail.
Yeah.
But I'm still doing it. I clear about 200 stones a day off the field.
What do you do with them,
I'm throwing them to the side, and I'm hoping they'll build a wall around the field by the time I've walked around enough, and then that wall will stand for 1,000 years.
It's like the Ferrero Rocher, but with stones.
Well, I'm obsessive, so that's my craziness, is I enjoy obsession. Mm. But I also know... So I knew when the Ferrero Rocher thing was happening... This is going to get out of hand, and that's the joke. I know with the stones, this is not possible, what I'm attempting to do, but I'm still going to try and do it.
Yeah.
And it's a bit like there's an episode of Cold It, which you won't remember this series because you're too young, where a man pretends to be mentally ill in order to escape Cold It, and it works, but he goes mentally ill.
Wow. What's that got to do with the stones?
Well, at least I don't believe the stones are magic and put them in drinks and they can...
Oh! How do you know they're not magic?
They could be. I found one the other day that was sort of... I've got all different terms for it. I call them icebergs, these ones.
Yeah.
It didn't look that big on the surface. When you picked it out, it was as big as my head, and I've got a big head. I actually struggled to get it to the side of the field. It was the best thing that's ever happened. It's like finding a pot of gold.
Are you and Katie still having sex? Or?
But, you know, it's... I won't answer that. I won't dignify that with... Me and Katie aren't having sex, but we... It's...
Him
me and
stones.
The dog are... Bang! you know, I think it talks of... As you get into your 50s, Lou, which I hope you will.
Thank you.
Now you're giving up drinking, there's a chance it might happen. You realise your life is meaningless, and everything you've done.
Well, the crystals
no point.
Give me meaning. You know, I've got
then
consciousness.
Then you'll go, oh, hold on. No, they're just crystals. And so, if I could build a wall of stones around a massive field that will be there for 1,000 years,
that's your Edinburgh show next year. Yeah.
Yep.
Great, sounds lovely. Can't wait to read the blurb.
I think I might podcast it. I think I've got a GoPro I've never used.
Yeah, get that.
I think
kicks.
I might put it on. I might have a YouTube channel for other people interested in clearing stones.
Get that Kickstarter started.
Dave is after it, isn't he? It'll be free. It won't. I've got a GoPro already.
Who wants to donate some money to watch a 50-year-old man scrabble around with some stones?
I've got some good techniques. Is it a picker or a kicker?
Force.
That's the question.
Julie in the Pyrenees, one of my healers.
Yes.
It's my only one now, actually, because I've got rid of the other two. Yeah. But she said that I can't have sex with anyone.
Right.
Because someone went, ooh. She doesn't like that.
Because your vagina is full of crystals.
It's a hazard. She said I will shred anything that comes near me. No, she genuinely said that I can't have sex with anyone. But she said... I said, what about BJ's? And she said, no, that's fine. True story.
Well, it's probably good advice. I like advice I can get on board with. Because I like giving blowjobs, that's what I meant. I'll see if Katie's up for that. I'll stay favourite you, but I'm going to blow some men. I'm going to pretend I'm out walking the dog. Come up with an elaborate cover story about clearing stones out of a field. I think it's good because I don't know if it's the farmer will like it or not. That's what I like. I'm not going to ask the farmer whether it's a good idea. I'm just going to clear his field of stones. And they'll go, and the stones were what made the stuff grow!
Then if he complains, a quick gob job for him. Have any of these non-alcoholic?
No, they're all very alcoholic. That's why I'm... I've got something here called water. There's no crystal in it, I'm afraid.
Why have you got your DVDs here and stuff, like a giveaway or something?
Just people are always interested in asking me, you know, have I done this? That's my wife and my daughter.
I'll interview you about this.
Okay.
First question, any good?
It's excellent. That's one of my favourite of my shows, Happy Now. Ah! You could have had it free. It's on DVD, which is a new format that has just come in. It's better than video because you don't have to rewind it.
Do you sell DVD players as well?
What I do is sell these very cheaply, right, due to the obsolescence.
Yeah, but your fans, they're probably a bit older. They are. They probably don't.
DVD player, David? No.
Blu-ray player.
Blu-ray, well, you can play on that. That's a DVD player. And Blu-ray is worse than DVD, mate. That's sadder than DVD because it didn't take off, did it? DVD player? Yeah, Blu-ray.
I told you your demographic,
Blu-ray,
didn't I?
Blu-ray player, Andy? DVD. Well done, Andy McH. There. You can always rely on Andy McH. Do you play anyone else's DVDs apart from mine on it? Don't play any DVDs on it, you just got it. Is it still hooked up to the telly? Mine isn't hooked up to the telly.
It's inbuilt
into the telly. Oh, inbuilt into the telly. That is a bad telly. How big, how many inches is your telly? 28 is the one in your bedroom. Is 28? 9 inch. 49 inches. That's massive.
He's got the stats at his fingertips, hasn't he? I think
it's
a diagonal.
It's the diagonal length.
Right.
good. Well, and so your dad. There's a story that they don't really talk about your dad faking his own death. I mean, you do mention it, but yeah, is that true?
That's true. He did. He kept pretending to be dead so that he wouldn't have to see us. My mum was like, "We know you're not dead," but I was only little, so I didn't really.
That's sort of worse, isn't it?
And I was really cute, so it doesn't make sense. But now we get on. And when he came to Edinburgh, he came with his wife. And I said, can I talk about all this stuff? Like, do you mind? And he's like, no, it's fine. But then he just told her it was lies. Hopefully she won't. I don't think she's a fan of yours, so she won't listen to this.
Almost certainly is.
She likes Henning Vane.
Does she?
She doesn't like. Okay. She's not mentioned you. Maybe she does. Anyway, so he's been married 7 or 8 times. Bigger than me, so whatever. So it's probably 7, I don't know. But she said to him, well, that's not true. She just makes it up, right? My dad was like, oh, yeah. But it is true. And he came to my show wearing he's nice. We get on and stuff. Okay. But there's no point saying that in a show because it's not interesting, is it? But he came, the first time I saw him in Edinburgh, he was wearing a T-shirt saying, save water, drink beer.
I like that's it.
Kind of, and the
that's
second night he was wearing
it. Drinkbeer52.com, @RahelEstapa.
And the second one was like, don't bother Googling anything. Ask my wife. She knows everything. So he likes the sassy slogan.
Does he say you should use this in your act? Does he try and make you use
it? No, but one review said her dad should get a show. And he was like kind of phoning me up going, don't worry, I won't be a threat to you.
My dad's the same. My dad's 82 now, though, so, you know, he's probably not a threat to anyone.
Yeah.
In terms of getting stuff done, I'll ask you an emergency question.
Oh, already? That's not good, is it?
No, it is good because I'm trying to flog the book.
Oh yeah. How are sales going?
Well, it isn't actually out yet.
Oh, cool.
It got to number 5 in the books reference fun facts and trivia chart.
Wow.
Number 5.
That's great. How many books in that?
How many books in it? It's just one book.
No, but
in there. Like 120,000.
That's great.
But no, actually, probably not in that. Not in that.
No.
It's not very good.
The book?
That is not for me to say. This is an interesting question based on the last podcast we did. 379A. I'll do 379B as well. We've all built a snowman, right? That's not the question. What's the most unusual thing or being that you've ever crafted out of snow?
I've never built a snowman.
Have you never built a snowman?
You've heard about my childhood. It's really bleak.
No, it is bleak.
No, I don't think I've ever built a snowman.
Nothing. Have you ever had a snowball? A snow penis?
Well, no, I told you that guy that threw a snowball at me, I went and bit his face.
That's true.
That's very unbalanced.
Okay. Here's a question, 379B. There's more than 1,001 questions in here. In films, snowmen are always coming to life. If that really happened, would you be happy or just freaked out?
Huh. Well, I like cold-hearted men.
Yeah, so. That's good.
I'd be like, oh, I recognise.
I mean, would you, if a snowman came to life, would you think this is exciting and interesting, or I've definitely gone...
I would definitely film it for Instagram.
Yeah.
And that would probably go viral.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, oh, well, is he threatening? You know, it's all the vibe of him, isn't it? I'm very good with energy. I'd be like, is he sexually threatening?
Well, probably not.
Well, he's got a carrot somewhere, mate.
That is true. This is actually questions for kids I'm asking you now. Those are questions for kids.
Is this podcast for kids?
It can be, some of it. Probably, no. The edited version. I'll ask you this question. This question has appeared on Twitter. From other people have come up with this one as well. What film/play would you like to see reimagined by the Muppets? If you could have any film with the Muppets. All of them.
Yeah, all of them. Starting with the Muppets.
I'd quite like to see a Muppet Christmas Carol made, the Muppets Christmas Carol, where all the Muppets except one are played by human beings, and then one of the Michael Caine is played by a Muppet.
Or that KKK film.
Okay. Yeah.
With the Muppets.
Yeah.
Because it was intense.
Okay.
I think the Muppets.
The Spike Lee.
Yeah. Film. Oh, it was really good. Pop the Muppets in though. Something for everyone. Or the Auschwitz one, you know.
Yeah.
Brighten it up a bit. Does that have to be all sad?
It's true. Have you ever kept a secret and never told a single soul about it?
Oh, then you'll ask me what secret it is,
will,
won't
yeah.
you?
You're well, way ahead of me.
I tend to put them all in my shirt. Have I ever? I must have, actually.
Is there stuff you wouldn't put in the shirt? Is there
no,
stuff that's...
other people's secrets I'm really good at. Me. If they directly tell me, they have to say it's a secret. Okay. Otherwise, I'll tell everyone. But if they look me in the eye and say it's a secret, then I'm really good at it.
Okay.
I've got one from...
What is it?
She fancies you. Of course she doesn't get real.
I always knew. I'm going to ring my wife. I'm going to end my marriage now. What?
It's not a very good one. It's not like she's confided in me with, no. You know, the bit.
No.
But I wouldn't tell anyone.
Okay. Let's see. Let's have a look at producer Ben's notes.
That's stuff of not to talk about.
No, that's the topics that we did before.
Don't talk about
it. This is what Ben Walker thinks is a good question. According to the critics... In a great routine about her labia.
Ah, yeah.
We agree about that. That's what the critics... That implies all the critics have
all
got together.
All the critics love to talk about my labia.
Yeah.
No, I talk about my labia a lot. Too much, really. But it's a lovely...
But is it too much? Because...
My labia is too much. It's
no,
massive.
No, no. But, like, I think...
And that's the problem. And that's why I talk about it.
It's but as a female comedian, there's this immediate kind of thing. Oh, you know, you mustn't talk about these subjects. You must talk about these subjects.
No. Let the dog see the rabbit.
Yeah. But male comedians, in myself,
yeah.
Not so much. Talk about their penises all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't like that kind of stuff. I find that kind of stuff a bit filthy. But, you know, it's a private thing.
Yes. Yeah.
But... You know, female, you know, that is as much a, and in fact, more of a source of mystery because it isn't talked about in reality, is it? That much by female comedians.
And then now it is more, though, and I think it's helpful because you don't know if your bits are right, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, what's that? So it's good to talk about, and then younger girls. I had a show in Edinburgh that I didn't really like, and comics were in, and I was like, oh, that was a really, like, I didn't like it, a dud show. And then I was walking down the street and I was really pissed off and I was in my head. And then these really sweet, like 17-year-old girls went out and they were so sweet and they were like, oh, fat. Like, and I thought, that's what it's about, connecting with like young kids with massive labias. Yes. Who are like,
well, you talk about, you talk about it not, well, in the way that porn, everything's tucked up and hidden away, and in reality that isn't
although sometimes I talk about my labia and it being like dangly.
Yeah.
And sometimes men wince and I think, fuck off, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's also men who can't have seen very many of them, I think. Is
and then I show them my labia and I ask them to clap. That was awkward. So my dad was in.
But that's a you know, that's an interesting thing to talk about. I think when I did write Talking Cock, it was interesting that, again, that people joke about these things, but they don't really talk about them.
Yeah.
And so it's good to do it through comedy because, you know, people go, oh, okay, that's
so
not
I did
unusual.
This thing for BBC Wales, not showing off, and obviously, and I talked about my labia on that, right? And it hasn't made the cut. The other stuff has, and they said we can't put the labia stuff in because that's a bit much for people. And other people are talking about their dicks. Like, it's just, that's the whole point of why I said about it. Because when women talk about that sort of thing, people are like, oh, no, like it's, you know, the message is shush. Like, we don't want to hear it's disgusting. Stay hidden and stay like, sort of nice and surface level. And that's a bit, and that's what I was saying in the piece. And then that's a bit the cut, because they think, oh, people can't handle it. And they're making decisions. Of course people can handle it, because we've all got tits and dicks.
Yeah.
Well, some of us have got one. Some of us have got both. Yeah. Lucky day. I saw a picture of a guy with two penises the other week.
Yeah, of course.
I've never known that.
Of course.
What a day for me.
1 in 100,000 men are born with two penises.
I want to see it.
Well, I'll ring Katie and ask if she's... I'll show you one of them and then I'll show you the other one. But I'm not prepared to show you them both at the same time.
My friend, I was excited about this when I found out about it. My friend said, yeah, his wife had two vaginas. I couldn't get over it. Like, they could get together, two penises, two vaginas, get together. What a film that would be.
And things are going pretty well. There's stuff you can't talk about, I understand. And there's... It says here, well, I didn't know this, you're going to be in Carl Pilkington's new Sky One.
I've been one episode.
Well, that's still good.
Yeah, I like him. He's really nice.
Yeah, I've not met Carl Pilkington.
It sounds like I'm in love with him, doesn't it?
Yeah, and maybe
not.
You are.
Well, maybe I am. No, I'm not.
Okay. What do you do in Carl Pilkington's...
It's really great acting. Amanda fucking whatever her name is hasn't seen anything yet. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I met PC... I met PC Sergeant Bob Cryer once on a P&O. What a day that was. Sergeant Bob Cryer, and he had a little sidecar for his wife.
Okay.
He was on a motorbike, I forgot to say. Sergeant PC Bob Cryer in full leathers on a motorbike. How can that get any better? Wife in a sidecar. Lovely time.
Good. See from the Bill.
Yes.
I don't watch the Bill.
Sergeant Bob Cryer.
Because is it still on? It's not even on, is it now?
It was around the time where June was.
Hey, I remember what you appeared in. You also appeared in videos for As It Occurs to Me. That went with me.
Oh, I looked so bad.
That was
bad
better.
That
you
was
do
awful.
Not look bad in it.
I looked so bad. I want to have a word with someone whoever shot that. Was terrible.
Well, we
and I had
the
to
lights,
get off
the
you.
Lights
you just
arrived
eating a fucking pie. And not get off you. I had to pretend to get off you, and you just eating a beef pie. You just ate a beef pie. And then I had to pretend to get off with you.
Yeah, but you were pretending to suck my penis, so that was fine down there.
I didn't mind that, because the beef pie hadn't travelled.
Yeah.
Apparently, a here's a fact, if you're allergic to nuts, and someone eats... Are you?
No.
Oh.
My niece is, though, yeah.
It's a shame. Well, if someone eats nuts and it comes out in the semen, you can kill someone.
Yeah.
Mate, I'm just spreading awareness.
But what a way to go. If you've eaten nuts and getting a blowjob on a plane, do they ever say, can you not? If you've eaten nuts, please do not have a blowjob on this plane, as there's someone with a nut allergy on here. I mean, it's a new kind of nut allergy, isn't it, as well? I mean, you would enjoy that double... Oh, it's a delightful pun that is killing me. I'm getting a nut allergy from these guys' nuts. You get it? The testicles, nuts.
It works.
Sometimes you
don't worry
fill
about
in
them.
The gaps.
But add the laughter in after. Yeah, I'm assuming you're doing that for my stuff anyway.
They're much better than last week's audience. Are they? Stuff, yeah.
Oh god. Bleak.
Bruce Forsyth's dead now, so I own that now.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. That's Bruce Forsyth's joke, but he's dead, so it's mine now. That's how it works, right?
I wonder what I can have of who's that racist comedian who died. Funny about it, but don't worry about it. It's too long a pause.
Is it Bernard Manning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It was funny. It would have been funny. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
You've been on Sam Delaney's news thing.
Fuck off.
That's Russia Today.
Why didn't you ask me about Cats Does Countdown?
You've been on Russia Today.
Why didn't you ask me about Cats Does
Countdown? I did the pilot of that show before I realised what Russia Today was.
Oh yeah.
Did you know what Russia Today was when you took it? Do you know what Russia Today is? You do, right? It's the old Jeremy Corbyn loves it, doesn't he? He loves getting some money off them.
Does he?
No. But it's basically a propaganda channel for Putin.
Yeah, but they pay well.
It's all right. I decided not to go back.
Yeah, I decided not to go back because they didn't ask me.
I mean, also, I don't really... I thought Sam Delaney was a bit...
I like it.
You like it?
You can't say that about a fellow presenter.
I'm not a presenter. He's getting paid for doing his stuff. That doesn't. Yeah, I can say what I
like
about.
You're getting paid off the Kickstarter. Come on, let's.
I'm not. It's, that goes. You know,
oh
to
really?
You.
Oh
that
great.
Goes to
okay.
You.
But
those lights.
Sam Delaney's actually very good at his job, I would say.
Okay.
Okay.
Is his job being a cunt? Because he's excellent at that. Take that, Sam. Oh, I've really hurt myself doing that. I've hurt myself.
I'm so old.
I sleep on my arm now, and I've like really done my because I sleep oh, on there, God. And I've really done them. Either my muscles are atrophying.
Your parents are going to be bereaved early.
They are, but you know, I've had a nice.
She started so late.
I've had a nice life.
But have they?
They've had a great life. I'm more worried about my kids than my parents, to be honest. You're in a fantastic short film called Elderflower.
Well, this is so old. Can you ask me about something?
No, it's not that old. It's like last year.
Oh, also,
it's
something
really
I did. Something I did last time I was on.
Yeah.
Which I'm really embarrassed about because I'm so hammered. You asked me about this. What I thought was a film. I was like, yeah, I think it's a film. I was in for about a second.
Yeah.
It was a short film. It wasn't even a film. I was like,
still a film. It still counts. And Elderflower is a short film, and you're the star of Elderflower.
Oh, God, it sounds so bleak, doesn't it? I've done
it
stuff.
Nice. That's not bleak. That's
I got
amazing.
To kiss Tom Rosenthal. That was fun.
You did.
I wrote that in.
You run a flower shop.
Yeah.
That used to be a knocking shop.
Yeah.
And then you just
don't tell them the twist. They might watch it. Okay. But I'm going to write more scenes where I have to kiss men because it's really fun. Because you get so embarrassed and the adrenaline goes up and then you know you have to do it and it's so embarrassing and then you do it and it's like heightened adrenaline. It's so fun.
We were meant to kiss in my thing. We didn't kiss though.
No, because you smelled beef pie.
Katie gave me that. She
I'm
knew.
Vegetarian.
She knew your
she
aversion.
She knew what she was doing.
It was slightly strange, but you know, still enough for me.
I went method on the BJ though, didn't I?
Yeah, it was fine.
Unfortunately, I'm very teethy.
I went method on having a small penis.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, my wife, she's done a routine about this. She might not mind me talking about it. Mm. She's got quite big teeth.
Right.
And she had one that... She had a bit of a snaggle tooth when we got together. Maybe I shouldn't talk about this. So it's... She has done a routine... She had a routine about it where she had to go to the dentist to have it filed down.
Wow.
And
for you?
Yeah,
for love?
Yeah. And then... The doc, you know, the dentist saying, "Why are you having this filed down?" And she says, "Because it snags a bit during fellatio." And then the dentist says, "Yeah, it's having to explain to assistants. Yeah, sometimes we get whores in." It's a very good routine, but it's true.
Yeah,
I miss those days. Those days. It was kind of, you know, added a little sort of extra danger to.
Yeah, she can maybe like. Like put one in or something, or just like a small pen knife or something for an added element of danger. Dentists know when you've got cum in your mouth as well. I mean, they would know if you've got a load of cum in your mouth.
If you spit it out. Excuse me. It's polite to rinse before you...
No, I mean... For like 24 hours or something, if you've given a BJ and you've got no, it doesn't matter. But yeah, it's true.
Okay. How did you find that fact out?
Come on, man.
I mean, a lot of dentists know you have cum in your mouth because they put it in there while you're under on the anaesthetic.
All right.
Bloody dentists, eh? They're next.
You fall in love with your dentist a lot, don't you? Because you're sort of in their care and you look up, and my one's a real square and he's very Germanic, but I'm still in love with him when because it's just that closeness. And also when you have a massage you fall in love. And then I fell in love with my masseuse. I was like, I'm in love now because no one's been so tender with me ever. And then it was a sort of 4-foot Brazilian woman.
Okay.
I am in love, yeah.
Sort of the wee Jimmy Cranky of Brazil.
Yeah.
It's good. Well, it's an intimate thing. I don't understand massages. They upset me.
Why?
Because what you're meant to be getting out of it. I don't get what it's meant to be. Is someone touching your body? Is it meant to be a little bit sexy and you're not allowed to tell people that?
I think so.
Or is it wrong if you get aroused during it?
I think everyone gets aroused. How can you not get aroused if someone's like
tugging your penis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
sometimes.
If the snaggle tooth is out.
Better check with Katie, she's okay with that. I'll ask her when she's on in a couple of weeks. My wife's going to be on the podcast. Imagine this, because I can't really stop myself on stage saying the worst possible thing. It's going to be worth coming. Just for. Also, Greg Davis is on that week as well. I haven't told anyone that. Yeah, you're the first to know. Good. Well, I think it's been a nice podcast.
Been all right.
I'm going to carry on. You've got some podcasts. What's your podcast called?
It's a terrible title.
It is a terrible title. Tell us it.
It's Luke McQueen's fault, the title. Okay. It's called Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty? Great podcast, terrible title.
And it's, what's it about? Because I think if it's not about having a dirty bottom, then you're putting people off listening to it. And if it is about a dirty bottom.
I asked, Mel B came to my Soho show, no big deal. And I asked her to do my podcast. She's not got back to me. Weird, isn't it? Luke McQueen asked Joe Bohr, so we're all, you know.
What happens in the podcast?
Oh, I don't know. We're characters and just have a listen. Can't you ask me about something I've done that's good?
What do you want me to ask you about?
I don't know.
Because I'm racking my brains here. And,
it's a fair point, actually. Yeah.
It's going very well. Go well.
You can add laughter in. That's what they do on the TV shows.
They're laughing. These people are cunts. They're laughing as much as they. They're laughing as much as they.
On Apollo, no one laughs. They just add their laughter in after.
Yeah.
Have you done Apollo?
No, I haven't.
Not been
asked.
No.
It's £16,000 if you get
17 and a half.
Wow.
And then repeat fees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that's... There was an argument on Facebook with a critic saying, is that true? Can't comedians get that much? And comedians arguing that was a valid amount of money to receive that, which I think is true.
I think it's true, because you work...
I think it's a bit less than I was expecting.
You slog all up and down the country for that shit money, and then, you get one nice job.
But there's not any outlet on TV for stand-ups anymore, apart from Apollo. And
yeah,
maybe,
I missed
maybe
you at
Russell
Lee's
Howard.
Show.
You needed Stuart Lee's show, didn't you? Oh, did you do it? You did it. But then you weren't on it.
It was cut. Yeah.
Surely's got no comedy taste. He doesn't know.
No, it wasn't that.
He wouldn't know a joke if it was repeated 25 times.
There was a continuity issue with my one.
But that's good. But it's true. That show, Russell Howard's show... And Apollo's the only chance to see stand-up.
Russell Howard's, they've cut the stand-up from the Russell Howard show, so that's unfortunate, yeah.
I think there's like a couple of us, but not like that. For that to get 10 minutes on or 15 minutes on, it's very rare now.
But Netflix are commissioning loads of comedy. And also comedy on TV is boring, arguably. Yeah. They're thinking, live as well. Oh, well, this isn't stand-up. This is stand-up, so it's fine. Imagine if I launched into stand-up now.
You can, well, that's, Brian Blessed... more or less. You can do a Brian Blessed, do a bit of your act now if you like, that's all fine. You were on Big Brother's bit on the side.
Whoa. Yeah, I was on that. And the thing that got pissed off, because they showed a clip and they said, what do you think about that? And it is live, I think, yeah. And they said, what do you think about that? And I went, oh, I wasn't watching. And they were like, fucking idiot.
What were you doing instead?
I don't know, I was sort of in my own head, really.
It's often the way with these things. And like, you know, it's when you do a TV panel show, it's a very long record.
Yeah.
You've got to concentrate quite hard.
I mean, really,
I don't think anyone
thing.
Knows what it's like to work for like 90 minutes. And how hard that can be to concentrate all that time.
Would you do, if you got offered, Big Brother bit on the side now, if you got offered, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, would you do it?
I would not do it.
Would you not?
I've been like approached about whether I would be interested in doing it, which is the hamster.
What
lot of
about
people.
If you got or like loads of money?
No.
Okay.
It's not really the, you know...
What about the ice skating show?
No, because I don't like... I went ice skating with Katie about 4 or 5 years ago, and I did ice skate a little bit when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I literally could not do anything.
What about
and
you
I,
wa-
I walked. I walked around the very small rink once.
Yeah, collecting stones.
Yeah. I like the edges of things. So I wouldn't do it because I'd be awful on it. And I wouldn't do I'm a Celebrity because I don't want to be filmed asleep because I'd sleep on my arm.
Right, yeah.
And Katie claims I snore really badly, but I don't know if that's true. Sometimes she says you're snoring and I'm awake and I'm not snoring. She's crazy.
When you did that, do you remember you got asked by GQ or something to do that weight thing and you lost those weight?
Yeah.
Oh, I was really jealous of that. You know when you got, like, they gave you a personal trainer?
They gave me a personal trainer, a nutritionist.
Yeah. What a waste of time. Wasted on you.
I got quite, when I lost some weight, but I'd lost quite
lovely.
A lot. I lost most of that weight
you
on my own.
You look lovely, darling. Also, I don't want to fat shame you, okay?
That's good.
Thank you. And I think you look lovely.
But you have just fat shame.
Yeah, can we edit that out?
You can't just do it
and go,
I don't want
to
do it.
Wait till
but I just did it. That's not how it works.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I don't, you know, it's what you like inside that counts, right?
And that's a problem.
I'm trying to lose weight. We'll see if we do go over this. I'd actually got over 100 kilograms on holiday. That's a lot. I meant to be 72 kilograms.
That's 11.
On my BMI thing.
Yeah.
When I did 4 years ago, I got down to 79 kilograms.
And that was mostly dick.
It was. So I'm going to see if during this... watch the end of this series and see what I look like then. You know, people are allowed to be whatever they want and it's good to be healthy.
Yes.
And you look like... You look amazing, I think, in terms of like... Your skin's much nicer.
So from not drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And also the meditation and the crystals, of course.
The crystals, I think it's mainly the crystals. I probably have talked about this before. One of my previous girlfriends was quite into New Age stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Her name was Julia Sawalha.
spicy. Go on.
Which was confusing because there was an actress with that name as well. And we went to like a retreat. Well, it was actually just a health farm, but they had lots of New Age stuff. Firstly, a man gave me a hot and cold stone massage. Have you ever had one of those?
You love that, don't you? With all the stones?
But it was like middle. It was. I just like all the stones to be the same temperature. That's what. As long as they're the same temperature. But he told me I didn't need to wear any underwear for the massage. I just had a towel over me. And did get me quite relaxed, but I'm pretty sure he touched my penis twice.
Well, I would say, why not? Get extras.
I mean, I've always wanted, when I've had a massage, for someone to touch my penis. Every other time I've had a massage,
right.
I've wanted them to touch my penis.
And your jeans came true.
It was like the twilight zone of massages for me. What? Not this time? Why?
I know loads of girls who've had happy endings at massages.
Right, I'm sure. I mean, I would like to set up a massage business. It's a great ruse. But also, they allergy tested me. A woman allergy tested me with electric current, and I had to hold foods inside glass vials, and then they put an electric current through me, and then the manometer or whatever it's called would go boom and go. Yeah, you can't have red wine, you can't have chocolate.
Whoa.
I was holding a thing in glass. Glass does not conduct electricity. So how does that work? It doesn't work. It's a
who
trick.
Who are we to ask
it's
questions?
It's a trick. And we did Tai Chi, and this I've definitely told this story. We did Tai Chi, and then the woman doing the Tai Chi said, oh, your spirit guide's in the room. Both of you two share the same spirit guide. He's a red Indian. I'd have said Native American. And I was. It's called Running Bear. So, so embarrassed. Like, if that's true,
it
that's
sounds,
so...
Yeah, and it sounds like
so cliche.
My nan, when she went dotty, yeah.
And she said that this Running Bear, he's known you two were perfect. He's both of your spirits, guys. He's known all your lives that you two were perfect for each other. He's finally got you together, and he's finally smiling. He's happy because he's brought you two together, which is nice. But I'd fancied Julius Wilde for about 20 years at that point, and we worked in the same job. You think any spirit guide worth his salt could have got us together in 24 hours.
Or kept you together.
And, yeah. We split up about 2 months later, so, you know, he was a fucking shit spirit guide. Nice.
No, I don't buy into that.
No. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's, it doesn't sound... What was I going to say? I had a really great story. I've forgotten it.
That happens.
What are you talking about?
Spirit guides, being wanked off in massages.
No.
Being allergic to food and it being electric currents passing through it.
Oh, so I had this actually. Now I've built up. So I sent my friend Luke, who's a comedian, to this woman who does cranial sacral, and she put and he's sceptical, and she put a bit of porridge on his foot and asked if he liked it. I was like, "Did you have a good time?" And he went, "No."
Actually, my nutritionist I got through Men's Health would always. She was like. She kept on, like, pulling my limbs and pulling my fingers and stuff.
Yeah.
Going, can you feel that? Can you feel what that's doing? And I just went, yeah. I don't know what any of it was meant to be doing. It didn't. It was just felt like a woman was pulling my fingers.
No, I do love all that. I mean, I did an allergy test. I don't believe in that. I believe in kinesiology, but not the allergy test. Because they sent me back saying I'm allergic to acid or something. And I thought, yeah, right, I would be. Acid, tobacco and bleach. I'm not even kidding. That's what I was allergic to.
Yeah. Oh, avoid bleach, generally, I swear. But that is good advice. It's good that they're handing out some good advice.
£65 for that.
They basically just told me all the things I liked I wasn't allowed to have.
Yeah.
So I think they just looked at you and go, yeah, you're eating too much chocolate and alcohol. You can't have those things.
Yeah.
And it was good advice. Because when I stopped having those things, I did lose weight.
Mm. What a world, eh? Oh, God. I guess we've all learned something.
So what's coming up? There's something coming up that you're not allowed to tell us about?
Yeah.
That's
we're
exciting,
say, but that's fun. Yeah,
you haven't even told me about it backstage, so I can't even say what it is.
No, because I know you're cheeky and you'd say it.
I would have said it.
Yeah, just a fun series, and then going to go do my show in New York.
Oh my God!
I've got a bloody. It doesn't matter. You've got a boring story. Yeah, and then that's it, really.
That's it.
Probably going to do a new Foo Bar radio show with Stuart Lee.
You should do. I'd love to see him on it. Yeah, be good. Well, thank you very much. I know you've got a gig to go to. Oh, look at that. It's 10:15. Doesn't mean anything to me. It's gone. It's flown by.
Thank you for having me before I go.
It's been thank you for stepping in.
No worries.
Good luck with everything.
Do I go now?
No, stay here. Okay. I'll get around. We'll see if they liked you. If they liked you, they'll clap. If not, it'll just be silence. And we'll just...
Okay, cool.
We'll just walk off. Ladies and gentlemen... Lou Sanders! Oh yeah, oh yeah! You have been listening to Richard Herring's That's the Square Theatre podcast with me, Richard Herring, and my guest, Lou Sanders. The music is by Pest. Look, there's so many people to thank, I just can't thank them all, but there's lots of people at the Leicester Square Theatre. They're all really good. Jess is the best one, I'd say, out of everyone here. We've got all the gang from Go Faster Strike, George, who isn't that good, and King and Craig, who are excellent, and Chris Evans, of course, and everyone at the British Comedy Guide, especially Orange Mark, who hasn't had any orange juice for ages. I'm indebted to my producer, Ben Walker.
Our executive producer was the Kings of Wessex Fast Maths Alumni Group, Calphamag. I was one of them. I'm the executive producer. That's cool.
This is a GoFasterStripe.com Sky Potato and Fuzz production. I hope you like listening to it, because that's what it's for.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening. RichardHerring.com/gigs. GoFasterStripe.com for all my books, downloads, all that sort of shizzle. Oh, yeah, I know all the cool words. And would love to see you on the Can I Have My Ball Back tour if you can make it. Bye.